In Sheep's Clothing, Understanding and Dealing with Manipulative People by George K. Simon, Jr., Ph.D. Narrated by Kevin Foley. Copyright 1996-2010 by George K. Simon, Jr., Ph.D. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Parkhurst Brothers, Incorporated, Publishers, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. Whether it's the supervisor who claims to support you while thwarting every opportunity you have to get ahead, the coworker who quietly undermines you to gain the boss's favor, the spouse who professes to love and care about you but seems to control your life, or the child who always seems to know just which buttons to push in order to get their way, manipulative people are like the proverbial wolf in sheep's clothing. On the surface, they can appear charming and genial, but underneath, they can be ever so calculating and ruthless. Cunning and subtle, they prey on your weaknesses and use clever tactics to gain advantage over you. They're the kind of people who fight hard for everything they want, but do their best to conceal their aggressive intentions. That's why I call them covert aggressive personalities. As a clinical psychologist in private practice, I began to focus on the problem of covert aggression over 20 years ago. I did so because the depression, anxiety, and feelings of insecurity that initially led several of my patients to seek help eventually turned out to be in some way linked to their relationship with a manipulative person. I've counseled not only the victims of covert aggression, but also manipulators themselves, experiencing distress because their usual ways of getting their needs met and controlling others weren't working anymore. My work has given me an appreciation for how widespread a problem manipulative behavior is, and the unique emotional stress it can bring to a relationship. The scope of the problem of covert aggression seems self-evident. Most of us know at least one manipulative person, and hardly a day goes by that we don't read in the newspaper or hear a broadcast about someone who managed to exploit or con many before fate shed some light on their true character. There's the televangelist who preached love, honesty, and decency while cheating on his wife and fleecing his flock. The politician sworn to public service caught lining his pockets. Or the spiritual guru, who even managed to convince most of his followers that he was God incarnate, while sexually exploiting their children and subtly...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?